Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, so amidst the Riley Green discussion, the NBA draft discussion, you know, occasionally we like to mix these in, specifically in summertime, a Roberto list. And Roberto wants to attack a topic today that is on everyone's mind.
Well, absolutely. With the price of gas the way it is right now, it's starting to affect everything else, especially groceries. Yesterday, Father's Day, prices were insane. I can attest to it personally. So I wanted to play a little game with you guys called the inflation game. David, hit me my music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to all the dads who drank too much and couldn't do the cooking on Father's Day. Oh, wait. That's Roberto.
I was about to say, that one hit a little too close to home.
Did you have to order a pizza because you were too inebriated to operate a grill?
The groceries are so expensive, I didn't want to ruin any of the food.
Jesus.
All right, so I'm going to mention some everyday.
Roberto, real quick, what was supposed to be on the menu?
We were going to have grilled pork chops. And corn on the cob, which was expensive, and some a bag of potatoes, which are expensive, which we will get into in this game.
And you're so drunk, he couldn't execute that caveman meal.
I could have. I would have been
fine.
It's
not a brisket. Pork chops.
I know. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Corn pretty much cooks itself.
We'll do it tonight. It just got a little late.
Wow.
All right, so let me give you guys some everyday products here. You tell me what you think they cost as of today. Are you ready? A gallon of 2% milk.
Oh, hell, I'm screwed here. I don't buy milk.
Me neither.
Oh, damn. I'll just go. Oh, this is like the Price is Right.
Right.
I'll go a flat Abe Lincoln, $5.
I was going to go $3.50.
No, just go $4.99.
I was
going to get everything underneath.
I was going to go $4.99.
Don't listen to him, Rico.
Yeah, give me $4.99.
Wow.
David, you buy a bunch of milk. You got 17 kids, right?
My wife does. I do almond milk, though, so I only pay attention to that.
I do almond.
I don't pay attention to anything
else.
He's
lactose intolerant. You want him bleeping himself while he's on the air?
I don't have any either.
So let's go with, who's the highest bidder? $4.99.
I said five flat.
Five flat? I'll go 501.
501. Okay, so Rico was right. $3.50 on the nose.
Good for you.
Very good.
That's robbery. For milk?
For milk. That's what I'm saying.
Good Lord. Who even drinks milk as an adult?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I love it.
What did you grow? Like households. I didn't grow up in a house that drank milk.
Oh, we drink
cereal,
when people have milk with dinner, I want to gag.
Really?
I want to gag.
Oh, man.
Sitting down for a little spaghetti on a Tuesday
Just
night.
Just think of the extra white wine.
Oh. That was the cod household when I was growing up. It was milk every single meal, every
dinner. You are average white bread America.
With your meatloaf.
Have some milk with dinner, Kenneth.
With your meatloaf.
Dip your rice cake in it.
Tonight is stroganoff night at the Cots.
Tuna casserole.
It'd be funny if it wasn't true.
Up next, Bob's cooking some tuna roti. All right. Let's continue.
All right, now how about this? Because I bought this yesterday. I thought it was insane. A five-pound bag of gold potatoes. Five-pound bag of gold potatoes.
Roberto has selected everything I don't buy. A five-pound bag of potatoes.
You wouldn't think it would be that much, right? vegetables.
I'm just going $5 again because I don't know what to do. Potatoes are another nothing burger. I don't eat them.
I'm going to go $4.
You're four, I'm five. Watch. He'll go $4.50.
No, I'm going $6.50. I have no concept of what a 5-pound bag of potatoes costs because I don't buy them either, but I'll say $6.50.
Isn't that what you smoke your weed through?
Yes.
You use the potato? Kenny with a few russets on the couch.
I'll go with $4.50.
All right. Roberto.
The answer is $5.49. $5.49.
Wow.
Insane. That's over a dollar. I mean, I don't know how many come in a 5-pound bag. Probably like eight.
See, I figured it would be less because I
don't know what's crazier.
I got the 3-pound bag.
The price of the potatoes or Biden falling off that bike?
My God. That's why I made him fall off his bike.
Yeah, he had to buy some milk. All right, next.
All right, here's this one. A 16-ounce package of Oscar Mayer Naturally Hardwood Smoked Bacon. So essentially a package of bacon. Name brand.
I'll go $6.99.
I'm going to go $7.
Son of a, he knows the answer. Kenny?
$7.01.
Oh. Oh, he boxed Rico in.
$7.02.
And now Kenny and Rico are dead. All right, go ahead.
Well, yeah, the answer is $7. But it says discounted from $9.99.
Doesn't matter.
It was that high before, yeah.
Doesn't matter. $7.
What, do we get a shortage on pigs?
Yeah, it was shortage on wings. I think it's just everything's expensive.
Everything.
I was reading there's a shortage on tampons. There's a shortage on everything.
Jeez.
Seriously, yes, every day is a new shortage.
There was, and I read one of the reasons why somebody thought that there was a shortage, and I felt dumber after reading that explanation.
Yeah, let's not go there. I'll just... This is leading into stony territory, and I don't want to see you stony yourself. Let's move on to the next item in the inflation index.
All right. A 30-ounce can, so the can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground Coffee.
Wait, did you say, 30 ounce?
Yeah, so okay. Kind of the big one.
Who the hell
I don't drink
uses
coffee.
Folgers?
It's probably the most popular coffee
no,
brand in
it's
America.
Called you hit the button and you put one of the little cups in the thing. What the hell is
Keurig?
It called? Yeah.
Keurig, yeah. Well, not everybody can afford Keurig.
Oh, bull. Bull. Man, they're all busy blowing $20 a pop on fast food. They can't afford a Keurig.
My old man would boil a pot of water.
It was 1970, Rico.
I sold my Keurig so I can get gas.
He would just boil a pot of water and scoop the stuff out and drop it in there.
I hate when people do
Rico's
that.
Rico's dad would throw the Sanka on.
Yeah.
The best part of waking up. And it's just drinking. I'm like, I didn't know about all the other stuff you put in coffee. It was just water, coffee.
Folgers. I don't know. Welcome back to 1988. 30 ounces. You can make an ass load of coffee. $15. I have no idea.
I'm going to say I'll go $13.50.
I hit the button.
$9.99.
Oh, are you above coffee?
$18.
$18.
Oh, my God. What are we?
He's the guy in Price is Right that just goes like way.
Right. He's the guy wearing a propeller on his head just going $7 million.
No, the answer is $11.79.
I wasn't that far
off. For coffee.
That's, I mean, now how? I mean, you can make coffee for a long time, though, for that, right?
I didn't know people still make coffee that way. I thought it was just pretty much the
Wait
button.
He breaks my balls at the start of it going, oh, Keurig. Please.
Nobody makes coffee like that anymore.
That's what I mean. There are homeless people that own Keurigs. They sit right there next to the fire hydrant and hit the button.
You know who makes coffee that way?
Who?
Mo Bamba.
The Keurigs, though, are very hard to keep clean.
Oh, will you please?
How? It's just a cup.
Don't you hit the D-scale button on that thing? I mean, come on.
Yeah, they do have those now. Not when I have
He acts like it's an aquarium. Oh, come on.
It's like my pool.
Next.
Okay, here we go. A pound of lean Angus ground beef. 1 pound.
Oh, got to be damn near $9. There's a beef shortage. $9?
Pound.
He's picking every item I don't buy.
So you're okay, this is going to be real specific. Is this the 80-20? No, that's Chuck.
85-15.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That helps. Rico grading
breaking
it out
it
by
down.
Fat content.
No, but that helps. At that point, I'm going to go $6.99.
That does matter.
It does.
Well, Rico sounds like he knows what he's talking about, so I'm going to go 680 and undercut him.
God, David.
I'm going to go 715.
Roberto.
Rico is so good at this game. 699 on the dot.
I mean, what is this, Next Stop Flavor Town? I'm doing a show with Black Guy Fieri. Hey, do me a favor. Bam! Can somebody frost his tips, please?
Guy's cutting coupons.
Yeah. Right? Can you just yell outrageous or Flavor Town or something? My God. All right, you got one more?
Yeah, one more here. 8-pound bag of navel oranges.
You know what, Roberto? Do me a solid. Can you pick one thing I actually buy?
Okay, how about
I would say something, but...
How about...
8-pound bag of navel oranges, yeah. I.e. diabetes. Diabetes. I don't know. $15. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't eaten oranges since I was a child. They're nothing more than nature's candy bar.
Come on, Rico. You can get it.
No, can I re-guess? I'll say $11.
I'm going to go...
Okay, go ahead, Guy Fieri.
$7.99.
Flavortown, $8.50. Yeah.
We're going to a funky little place. It's called your mom's house.
$6.36.
Oh.
$6.36. All right, Roberto, quickly.
$6.99.
Ah, I got one.
Enjoy your 8 pounds of oranges. That's the inflation index.
I normally go with the smaller cuties.
Let go of my meat.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.